Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, catch uppers. It's Friday. Ellie, she's up and about.
My favourite type of Ellie.
Nearly wasn't up and about today, actually.
Well,
just
yeah.
To continue the theme of this week.
Why don't you tell everyone what happens? Because I don't think we'll put that break in the catch-up because it's just a little teaser break in radio terms. Ellie has the trots.
Oh, whoa, we didn't say that on air. We alluded to maybe that, but we didn't say that word.
Ellie has got the poopies coming out of the bot.
Yeah, I'm off to the harness racing on the weekend, the trots. What are you talking about?
That'd hurt.
Okay, I don't have the trots. I've got a sore tummy, and I've had a sore tummy all night long. I've been up every hour.
Up what? Like, what were you doing? Just sitting there?
Yeah, in pain, waiting for the pain to go away.
And how would the pain go away?
Just by willing it. Sheer will. And God. I prayed to God.
Is it like a smoothie or like a McDonald's meal? What type is it?
You know what, actually? You know how you love me when I tell you stories about things that my boyfriend says? He's over in Perth. It's a time difference, right? 3 hours. So I was getting up for work at 4 o'clock and he was getting home from work drinks. And he called me and he's like, what are you doing up so early? And I was like, well, firstly, I'm going to work. But secondly, I've been, upset.
Doing a poo.
Having a sore tummy all night. And he goes, ew, that's gross. Have you just been shitting all night?
Oh, wow.
Where's the sympathy?
What?
He was in an Uber as well. So the Uber driver now knows that I've got the trots.
Disgusting pig. Why did he say that word?
I don't know.
If
your grandma's listening, I apologise.
Could he not have said the technical term, like diarrhoea or something? He didn't have to say that word. I'm disgusted.
Do you know what? I'm disgusted that this has made it onto the catch-up before. If you're a first-time listener, I promise this isn't standard Josiah and Ellie chat.
I am delighted. We actually have an amazing show today. It was a huge one. We have a massive announcement to do with our blackout. We find out where it is. It is very, very scary. Plus, we had an incredible winner, didn't we?
Are you ready to cry? Because you will. I've still got goosebumps from listening to her. She's amazing.
That's the air conditioning still on.
No, it's probably the trots.
this is... Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, we're joined once again by Boss Benny.
The boys. Why are you so upset when I come in here?
It's just been a long week. I'm glad it's Friday because ever since Monday morning, you've just been doing my head in.
Oh, this is a big moment on the show.
Look what I'm wearing today. I've got my hat back to front. I smell like fish, just the way you like it.
That's exactly what Ellie looks for in a man.
I can't believe she finds that sexy. I found that out yesterday. What a
so good, wasn't it?
But now we've got you here for one reason. Earlier in the week, you dropped something on us, and that was that this is coming back.
One room, 24 hours, no access to the outside world. We're doing it again. It's Josiah and Ellie's Blackout 2.
Oh, okay. I don't know what we're doing and why and what's happening. All we know is it's next Wednesday. Benny. Mm-hmm. Put us out of our misery and the rest of the Goulburn Valley. What is happening for Blackout 2?
Let's just quickly set up Blackout 1 really quickly for those that have no idea. But it was you two in a room for 24 hours with no technology, no access to the outside world. We stream the whole thing live. And there's rumours that you two are better off for it.
Debatable.
I have more respect for Ellie after it.
I was really proud that he held his gas in his body for the whole 24 hours. So that, I guess I do respect him more.
Now, you've said that this is going to be bigger and better. Imagine if it was just like, you're doing it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, man.
From the boardroom
to the
kitchen.
I'd lose my job. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm the program director here at this station and that's the best thing, we're going to shift it to the kitchen.
I think what's in the kitchen.
We'd get 8 beers.
No. Beers, bro.
Here we go.
Okay.
Right. So 20,000 people at one time in that 24 hour checked in to watch you guys. 20,000 people. Which tells me that we need to do it bigger and better, which is what we've got booked in.
So this better be good.
Was coming up. This will be next Wednesday night, 6 p.m. The Blackout Challenge is going to kick off. It's going to kick off at, are you ready? The Old Maroubna Hospital.
No, it is not.
Let's do
no
this, hey. Let's do this. So 6 p.m. through to 6 a.m., you will be staying there overnight. We know this is haunted. Properly haunted. You know the stories about the grey lady, right? People have seen her so much so, when they've seen this ghost, they've called the police.
Okay.
So you're going to spend the night. And you're going to wake up on Halloween morning at the hospital and do your show.
Nah, because
I said bigger and better.
Benny. At midnight, it'll tick over to Halloween.
Yeah, that's when the grey lady will come out.
That's exactly right. That's how I feel. So next Wednesday night, Goulburn Valley, make sure you have, just follow us on the socials. We're going to stream the whole thing live. Look at you both. They're both like...
A little bit speechless. I mean, look, I'm putting it out there. I don't think I believe in ghosts.
I'm not doing it.
Well, then you'll be fine then, won't you?
I'm serious. I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are. Yes,
I'm not doing
don't
this.
Leave me. Be a man. Don't
otherwise,
leave me alone.
I've got to do it, and me and Chani will fight with each
mate,
other.
There is... Know. I'm not... So I'm telling you right
it.
Now, I'll
it.
Walk in there, right, at 6, I'll be out of there by 7. There's no chance. I'm not staying in the old Maroopna Hospital. That place, so many of my auntie was born there, right? Well, many people listening were born there before, obviously, the fire and stuff. But the stories about how haunted that place is, not just the grey nurse, but other people. I've read, you know, I'm into this stuff. It is messed up. There is no chance I'm spending any time in there.
So what, you're just not going to do it?
No, I'm not turning up.
No, you will be. So 6 p.m. next Wednesday night, Josiah, you'll be there.
No
Ellie,
chance.
You will be there. Blackout number 2, the old Maroopna Hospital where it is haunted. You're spending...
This
and we're streaming it. That's happening. Ellie, can you calm him down? You seem to be better.
Yeah,
at
I'm cool.
You'll
I'm
be
cool.
Fine.
Bring it. The ghosts can come get me. I need more friends in Maroopna, so.
It's happening next Wednesday.
This is.
Are we ready?
The catch up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, 13, 12, 16. Quick question, Golden Valley. Can pelicans kill me?
As in Pelican Pete?
Just pelicans in general.
Ah, okay.
Because I feel like I've always really been a big fan of pelicans. I've loved them. And I've noticed the pelicans at Vic Park Lake at the moment, they're really out and about. Like they keep coming to the road and just checking people out. They're all over the place. The other day I went down there and I saw a couple of them just perched on the end of the little jetty there.
This is really random, by the way.
What?
You just brought out pelicans out of the blue. I'm just trying to figure out like...
Oh.
What, like, they just all of a sudden catched your fascination out of the blue? Why? Were you just staring at them and go, wow, look at your eyes.
Yeah, 100%. Like I was with cows when we were in the show from the road yesterday. I get mesmerized by things. Would you find it more random if I told you I had a pelican song? Little pelican coming over the hill. What's he got inside
this big old bill? Sounds like the pelican pokey machine. I think that plays that song every time you get a feature.
I mean, I just typed in pelican songs to YouTube and that came up, so it could well be. Anyway, no, back to the pelicans at Vic Park Lake. So I see them nestled on the end of the jetty and I walk over and I just have a little chat with them. I'm like, hey, dudes.
Did they talk back?
No,
I didn't think so.
They didn't. One kind of came over to me a little bit and you could see he or she, I can't tell the difference, was checking me out a little
bit. You can tell the difference.
You just got so excited. Your eyes just lit up.
Or just like a dog, you just check underneath.
Okay, I'm going to go up to the pelican and open its legs and check what type of genitalia it has.
Yeah, and? What do you think vets have to do?
I'm not a vet, buddy. I'm just someone who likes pelicans.
Out of all seriousness, though, I've done that before on holidays.
Hold on. What?
I was in checked out a pelican. I've grabbed a pelican's nuts. I'm joking. Of course I haven't. I mean,
you said I brought up this random topic. You're the one taking it here, there and everywhere.
You know when people come up to us in the street and go, man, you guys talk the most random stuff. They're not wrong.
Those guys at Macca's you saw at 7 being like, what's coming up next in the show? Just some pelican chat. You know how it is.
Anyway, I was staring at a pelican, not down there on it, but I was staring at a pelican. When you actually go into detail of looking at their little eyes, the beaks, the size of the birds, they're kind of like a little cartoon character. They're actually, you're right, they're a fascinating bird.
They're great. Okay, so that's what I thought. And I thought I'm going to put a little video of the pelicans and my interactions with them up on my Instagram account, ellie.chain, if you want to follow me, whatevs. And so I did, and I was inundated with messages from people saying, get away, they're dangerous, run.
Come on.
They didn't seem dangerous. We were just having a good old chat. Like, how can this be dangerous?
I tell you what, that can be dangerous. It'll cost you a lot of money.
What?
The pokey machine, the pelican.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie. Keys to the brand new Mazda? Check. Microphones? Check. Yep, we're good to go. Yeah. It's Josiah and Ellie's show from the road. All thanks to Shepherd and Mazda.
Yeah, it was a big day for us yesterday. We were visiting many, many towns within the Goulburn Valley. Murch, Tat, Kyabram, Maroopna, Shep.
Yeah, it was all thanks to the new Shepherd and Mazda, their new Mazda 3 next gen. Now, we had a lot of fun. We met a lot of people who came and got photos with us to go in the running to win $2,000 worth of free fuel, but there can only be one winner.
Yeah, which was hard to pick. So thank you to everyone who got involved and tagged us and tagged Shep Mazda on your Instagram with the photos. It was really great to meet you all. But yeah, like you said, there can only be one winner and the time has come for us to call this person back. So let's get into it. Let's place a call to Merrigum.
Hi.
Hello, is this Holly?
Yes, it is.
Holly, Josiah and Ellie from the radio, Hit 96.9, morning.
Morning, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks, Holly. Any reason why you think we might be calling you this morning?
Oh, my God, please tell me I've won the fuel.
Before we speak to you as one of our finalists, you did put up a photo. Tell us where you met us and how much driving you did just to meet us yesterday.
So, I met you over at Shepherd and Mazda. The reason why I was already in Shepherd, I drive from Merrigan, so I'm about 30 minutes every day. My partner has a medical condition, so he doesn't drive anymore. So I chuck the kids in, and 3 times a week I drive over and drive back. So I do about 2 hours a day. So yesterday, I kept hearing you on the radio, and I thought, I can't go to Kyabram, even though it's close to me. I thought, I won't make it in time to take him to work, and he'll be in trouble. So I took him, I took the kids and I took him to work and then I raced over and then, met you over at Shepherd Mazda.
You've done everything right. I'm looking at your photo now. You did hashtag Mazda Shepparton. You tagged HitGV. You tagged Shepparton Mazda. There can only be one winner of the $2,000 worth of free fuel thanks to Shepparton Mazda, though.
And Holly, guess what?
What
is you!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, it is you!
We are serious. $2,000 worth of fuel is all yours, my friend.
Oh, my God. You don't understand how much that's going to help my family. It's been a really hard year. It's really going to help us.
Holly, it sounds like your life is full on at the moment and you are making that trip so often that, you know, this fuel will go a long way by the sounds of it.
Oh, we go to Melbourne all the time for my son and my two boys because they've been diagnosed with a really rare syndrome. So my partner's been in hospital for the last year, in and out, really sick. So we've been going to Melbourne a lot. I'm actually going there next week, and then we get married. So we're going to Bali.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, Holly, this is very much well deserved. You sound like you have a massive heart. Shepherd and Mazda, the $2,000 worth of free fuel. I hope it helps the family. All the best. And if there's anything else we can do to help, make sure let's talk off air and have a chat, all right, Hol?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Got an email yesterday saying Little Mix have cancelled their Australian tour abruptly.
Yeah. Shout out to my ex.
You're really quite the man. Heartbroken. Shame. Heartbroken.
I know. How are we going to shout out to our exes now?
Devastated, you know, they're not coming.
What, your ex or Little Mix?
Both, to be honest. No, they have announced, and fans aren't happy with the excuse that we've been given. The reason they cancelled was to focus on recording new music. Hey, guys, why don't you do that after the tour? People aren't happy.
Well, to be fair, writing new music is an important part of their job.
So's touring. We paid for tickets to see them and now they're cancelling.
True. They've already got a couple of albums out. That's enough music, guys. Just come and perform the ones you've got.
Everyone's labelling it one of the worst excuses they've ever heard. And that got us talking yesterday after the show. That's some of the worst excuses that I've ever heard. And that reminds me of one friend. His name's Jeremy. I want to welcome to him to the show. Jez, tell Ellie the worst excuse that you ever used on me.
Pretty much when Jay and I first started going out, my excuse to him was always, I've got my grandfather's birthday thing on. I can't make it.
Let me guess, your grandfather had a lot of birthdays in 1 year?
Yeah. Well, Jay used to go, dude, how many freaking grandfathers have you got? That's like the fifth time you've used it.
I remember calling you out on it once, Josh. I would have been, 19. I said, mate, your grandfather, you've only got two, surely, and they can only have one birthday a year. You have mentioned 5 grandfathers in the last month.
To be fair, I had a couple of step granddads.
Yeah, I don't think Josh had every step grandfather and grandfather every Saturday night having a birthday just to get out of plans with me. Josh, did you hate me? Why did you do it?
Mate, it was because when we went out, like, if it was only you and I and we didn't have any other boys with us.
All right, Jeremy.
The moment you talk to any chick, it was just full smoke bomb, leave me alone, and I'd be left solo.
Get him off the phone. I never talked to girls.
I knew that would be the case.
I was all about the boys.
You know what? He's a bit the same these days. Like, I walk down Maud Street Mall with him, and he gets stopped by every single person in Shepparton. Nah, just people. And you can't get anything done. I feel you, bro.
Jeremy, can you at least admit to me now once and for all after all these years that you did make up that excuse just so I can sleep better tonight?
What date is your granddad's actual birthday?
To tell you the truth, I don't even know, and he never really makes a big deal of it. So.
Get him off the phone.
Salt in a wound, Jay.
Oh, God, I love you, Jeremy. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Come on anytime. Hey, 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. We want to hear your stories this morning. Give us a call if you've ever received a bad excuse for something or if you want to admit to giving a bad one yourself.
Surely I'm not the only one. Make me feel better this morning, guys.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 is our number.
Hit breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
Let's go to Cameron from Denny. Cameron, has someone given you a bad excuse?
So I had a mate that was supposed to go out for beers on a Friday night and he said that he couldn't find his shoes.
Did you offer to lend him some, Cam?
Well, I said, I'm sure you've got plenty of other pairs you could use, but yeah, that was a pretty lame excuse.
What a dog.
Where were you going? Were you going somewhere fancy that required like proper shoes?
Oh, no, just a local pub pretty much. And yeah, he just, so that he couldn't find his shoes.
Did you call him out on it, Cam, or did you just let it go?
I just let it go and I found another friend that came out and had beers with me instead.
You know what I would have done? I would have rocked up to his house with a pair of Crocs and been like, here you go, bud, here's some shoes, let's go.
Yeah, I should have done that.
I love it. Hey, that reminds me of, you know, Mel, our promo girl.
Yeah.
She just started with us here. She's just moved here from Albury. And the other day, her first day in town, I asked her to fill in for my netball team at Major League. And she said, I can't, sorry, because I don't have shoes. Same deal.
Mel, you liar. Ellie's got plenty.
I know. I was like, what size are you, girl? I'll sort you out.
She hates your guts.
She does. Everyone hates my guts.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, we'll kick off a Friday with an actual Friday segment. Our blooper reel from the week. We tend to screw up a lot on this show. This week, probably more me skewed than it is you skewed. Well done.
Yeah, I had a better weekend in terms of sleep than you did.
True.
And I think that affected for the first couple of days to you. Are you feeling okay now, though?
Yeah, still got upset stomach this morning, but that's okay. We push on.
You don't need your stomach to think properly, do you?
So true. So true. No mistakes to come from me today, that's for sure. You'll hear Boss Benny in here a bit as well, because yesterday he was on the show as we were on the road, so he was in the studio holding the fort. Let's get into it. Our blooper reel from this week, the best of the worst moments. I talk too much, we talk too much. It's slowly starting to warm up out there now, I should say. Yeah, they've been spending all their money at Shep Food Share, and instead, they don't have time for or money left over for a Ferrari.
Now, I've been... I'd be rude. It'd be nice. Oh, man, I can't even talk. I'm that nervous.
She's okay, so it's Roxy walking with a giant poo emoji dressed as a person?
Yeah.
Nope, so other way around. Person dressed as a poo emoji.
Exactly right.
Benny, are we going into a song here? Or are we
this
going
is
into
so
dance?
Good. This is live radio at its best. No, we're going to go into the ad break. We'll play traffic first, and we'll get the latest news and updates.
Well, in that case, Goulburn Valley, call now if you want to play Alpha Bucks 13, 12, 16. Yeah, I wasn't sure if you put the little thing in to say call now. So
do we have that little thing? Do you want it?
Yeah, it's cool.
You know, I can search the library. What's it titled?
No. If you type it in, it comes up as Boss Benny is fired.
Yeah. It comes up with Boss Benny's really bad at pressing the buttons.
Hey. Is this it?
Yeah! All right. Hit up hit.com.au. If you want more info on that. It's an interview that's emerged between ESPN. Yeah, that's the right amount of letters, isn't it?
Yeah,
ESPN Sports Centers, which is like the Fox Sports of the United States. It's a big sports
channel. Well, we have ESPN here as well.
Oh, cool.
Now, and a lot of people around town can't always afford that, Anna. So what's the alternate option for them?
I turned into a little bit of a DJ at the end of that.
We should have a remix. Turn that into a song. We could put into Old Town Road and off we go, guys. Number one single.
All right, we'll get working on that for next week.
This is
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I just want to give a massive round of applause to a couple over in America. They just seem like cool parents, and I feel like the world needs more cool parents out there. What they've done is they've dared their kid, who's 9 years old, to rock up on school photo day, where you're getting your school ID made and you get your yearly photos done, dressed as a hot dog. Yeah,
well done.
Do you know what? The crowd's going to go wild again. Well done.
Well done.
Well done. I feel like this is usually something the kid would come up with. Like, Mom, I want to wear this in my school photo. It'll be hilarious. But his dad was like, oi, son, go do this. It'll be hilarious.
Mum would have been so angry.
No,
school photo day used to be the most important day of the year for his parents. Like, you're so prideful in your kid. It was the one day Mum and Dad brush your hair. I don't brush my hair. They used to make me comb it. I'm like, why do it today? Oh, that's not how I look. You're making me look like someone I'm not in my school photo.
Yeah,
but you look more professional. I'm a 9-year-old kid. I don't need to look professional.
Well, you do. You know, you never know when these photos will come back to bite you. If you want to see a photo of this kid, his name's Jake Arsenault. It's up on our Instagram at the moment on the story, Hit GV. Check it out. He's so cute as well. Like, not only is he rocking this hot dog costume, but he's also got this cute little smile. And I'm like, you're a ledge.
Can I ask, has it got anything to do with your school photo that you uploaded yesterday? Because it was your 11-year anniversary since you finished year 12?
Yeah, 11 years since my last day of school.
And you put up a photo. I've got a couple of questions about it because you are wet. All of you in the photo are wet.
Yeah.
Like your hair, you're completely drenched. What's the background there?
It's a tradition at my school that on the last day of school, all the year 12s would go down and swim in the beach in their school uniforms.
You guys are crazy.
And we're so, hold us back. Most teens will like go and get drunk at a party on the last day of school. Not us, guys. Good, wholesome family fun.
You look like in the photo that you're like, you're in the middle there. It's like they've caught you at the wrong moment where you're like cold all of a sudden from jumping in the water. And then someone's like said, smile. And then you've just looked up and you look like you're like drenched / surprised.
No, you'll notice if you look closely, I've got braces. And so I'm trying to hide my braces from the photo. I knew this would be a historic moment.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to hide my braces.
That makes sense now. Brace face.
I mean, it's better than the school photo I had the day before the year 12 formal where I'd got my first ever spray tan and I was orange.
Oh,
that's not a good look.
Little Oompa Loompa for the school photos.
All the time in pre-primary where the week before I'd cut my fringe with scissors. So really, the one of me on the last day of school was the best.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Oh my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
Is Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
We like to take a look at the headlines each week. The weird ones and the ones that shouldn't necessarily be news, you know, because there's a lot of them out there.
Has it been a big week in the world of news?
It really hasn't. I've actually struggled to find some this week, so bear with me with what I've got.
There's that big story of the truck over in England. That's pretty big
news.
Yeah,
but that's not a weird and wacky one. That's just like, oh, God, that's dark and scary.
That'll be in a murder podcast soon, no doubt.
It will be, 100%. All right, headline of the week number one. Scientists have taught rats to drive tiny cars.
That's clever.
Is it? Or is it a bit freaky? Like, why do rats need to drive cars?
Well, they might be trying to run the Uber game out or the taxi game out, all the drivers out of business. And when you hop in your car, g'day, sir, just down at Kyala, please.
You pay him in a bit of wheel of cheese.
Yeah, here's some cheese. Thank you very much. I'd rather pay in cheese than coins. A lot cheaper.
Oh, I mean, who has coins these days? We've all got cheese.
I know. That's what. Side note.
Yeah, look, here we go.
You and I went into town and we had to pay for parking.
Yeah.
Neither of us had a car, coins on us.
Yeah.
And the app didn't work because we're in a different car.
Yeah.
And so how are you meant to pay for parking?
You just don't. You just go on the 15-minute bays and move it every 15 minutes like we did.
I know.
Living the dream. Headline of the week number two. They've only gone and put wagon wheels into a milk, haven't they?
That'd be delicious.
Yeah, how's that? Arnott's have released wagon wheels and caramel crowns in milk version.
Oh, delicious.
Delish indeed.
Add some coffee flavour in there. Is there anything better than a Dare Ice coffee?
I mean, that's just an iced coffee.
I know. Double shot, please.
Finally, headline number three, and I've included this one because it encapsulates everyone's thoughts after this week's episode of The Bachelorette. Batchy recap. Some guy I've never seen before in my life goes home.
It's like that at the start of every series, isn't it? Like, that guy has been eliminated. Who the hell are you? Never saw you.
Yes, you spoke for 1 second.
The cameras hated you.
Exactly. So there it is, headline of the week. If you see any weird or wonderful ones around the traps over the next week, feel free to send them in. Hit GV on Insta.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This weekend, the Constellation Cup is reaching its climax. The final match between the Diamonds and the Silver Ferns is happening Sunday afternoon on Channel 9. Liz Ellis is, of course, our netballing legend. She joins us now. Morning, Liz.
Hello, Ellie.
Oh, Liz, how are you feeling? You nervous?
Hello, Josiah.
Yeah. I am. I'm still over here. I love my netball, Liz.
Oh, sorry. I was all excited about hearing Ellie's voice and I forgot to say hello to you. That's
okay.
But no, I'm very nervous. It's
you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I haven't played for 12 years, but I still get nervous every time there's a World Cup or, you know, a Constellation Cup to be decided. So it should be a great game.
Hey, if we level the series, we obviously win. Can you just explain to the people listening that may not know why that is?
Well, that's an excellent question. So the series gets played across four matches, two games in New Zealand and two games then in Australia. So if New Zealand have won two games to Australia's one, so if they win this weekend, they will win the series 3-1. If Australia win, they'll win the series because of just a superior for and against. So New Zealand won the first test by a goal and the third test by a goal. Australia won the middle test, the second test by six goals, which in the context of this this competition is huge, winning by six goals. So Australia will win by virtue of just a better for and against. So and I only need to win by one. I mean, as a commentator, I wouldn't mind that. But as a spectator, I would like to Australia win by 20 because it's much less nerve-wracking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you watch your footy team or something in a grand final. It doesn't matter how many goals ahead. I'm like, I'm not satisfied till there are at least 20 goals. Like, you can't breathe.
Yeah, so you can sit back and enjoy it.
But the feeling after a close win is always better. You know, like the adrenaline's pumping. It's on edge the whole game. So I kind of like the close games.
That is true. And look, there's a couple of big milestones for Australia to celebrate. The captain, Caitlin Bassett, she's playing her 100th test match this weekend, just the fifth Australian netballer to do that. And Caitlin Thwaites, who has been a superb ambassador for Australia over the years, and she has announced her international retirement, so she'll be pulling the pin at the end of this game. So there's a couple of big reasons for Australia to win.
Everyone listening, make sure you're watching Sunday afternoon on Channel 9. Get behind the girls. It's very important. Liz, there's a massive milestone over in the Silver Ferns as well. Not that we need to talk about them. Maria Folau, now I know you have been vocal about her playing netball. How do you stand at the moment? You still share the same views?
Oh, absolutely. I stand by what I said a few months ago, which is netball needs to be strong about, you know, making sure that people who play the game are supportive of everyone else who plays the game. But I also made it very clear that I think Maria Folau is an outstanding athlete, and I'll be one of the people cheering her along. She'll play her 150th match this week.
Wow.
And that's a huge milestone for her. There's some speculation about whether she's going to retire at the end of this series. She hasn't made an announcement, but she was very emotional before the second test in New Zealand, and we felt maybe that was the case because she was about to play her last test on home soil. So we're sort of just waiting to see if she's going to make an announcement about her future.
Might get to say g'day to Izzy Folau if he comes there to support her.
Yeah, well, there's a huge court case going on, so I don't know. I haven't seen him in any of the games, so I don't know if he'll be there. But, you know, Murray is a fine netballer, and I think there'll be plenty of New Zealand fans who'll be upset if she finishes her career, but she's in really good form.
Yeah,
definitely.
Fair enough. All right, well, it's set to be a cracking match. We're looking forward to it, the final Constellation Cup match. It is happening 1 p.m. on Channel 9 on Sunday.
Come on, girls.
Liz Ellis, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Go cheer the girls on for us.
Thanks, team.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out, Lex.
Beautiful Channel 9 reporter Lexi Ginowick. Morning.
Good morning, superstars. Welcome.
Wow, wow, wow. It's been a busy 24 hours around the Goulburn Valley. Let's start with yesterday. The heat was ridiculous. 36 degrees. It was very windy overnight as well. There are some bushfires around.
It certainly was. And the heat and the wind didn't end when the sun went down, that's for sure. So in Cungupna yesterday night, there was a gentleman who was doing a burn off yesterday. Thought it was all under control, went to sleep. A few hours later, the CFA had to get involved and fight this pretty significant fire because of all those strong winds happening overnight.
Mm.
Burnt right up to the fence of his house. So this gentleman is very lucky that the CFA managed to get in control of this fire. But they were just saying, you know, you have to be so aware. Even though it's spring, it's not even summer yet.
Mm.
Wasn't there a total fire ban yesterday because of the heat?
Not that I saw on the site.
Right.
So it's but always, you know, common sense and restrictions are in place.
I was about to say, mate, if you're listening, surely a little bit of common sense has to prevail when it's 36 degrees outside, right? Windy in the day, predicted even higher winds overnight. surely you just wait 24 hours when it calms down a little bit. Far
exactly
out.
Exactly right. So he's very fortunate that there was no structural damage there, but hats off to the CFA, who also had a busy time in Chitura overnight as well on the Ondeera Road fire, which is under control for the moment as
good
well.
Good news. Well done, Fireys. We love what you do. Also, yesterday, Marutna.
Yes.
There was a bit of a car theft.
There
from
was.
From Echuca, though, wasn't it?
There was, from Echuca. So a lot of residents, I'm sure, saw the old air wing unit up in the air doing its thing, which is not a common sight, even in the metro towns, to see that. So what police were doing, they were tracking a car that had been stolen from Echuca. Allegedly,
it wasn't us in the Mazda 3, was it?
I know.
It?
Yeah, we did our show on the road yesterday.
We thought the paps would follow us.
I know, you got to do it. Do a blitz.
It wasn't a paparazzi helicopter, was it?
Nah, not this time. Not the Daily Mail up there in the helipad. No, the police have managed to arrest two of the people who are allegedly behind the wheel, but one of them remains outstanding, a 14-year-old male.
And schools went into lockdown in Marutna yesterday over this, didn't they?
That's correct. So the principal of Marutna Secondary, he clarified to me that it wasn't an incident directly related to the school. They were more doing it just to make sure everyone was safe and let police do their thing, which they did so well.
Mm, scary times. Don't steal cars, guys.
No, don't steal cars.
And don't light fires.
Exactly right. That's the advice this morning.
It's not that hard, is it? It really is not hard.
It's really not. It's just if it's not yours, then just don't drive it.
Exactly right. So one of them will be in court today, and the other one, if you've got any info, you know who to call, Crime Stoppers or Shep Police.
So true. You can catch Lexi Junawick tonight on Channel 9 News, Border North East. Girlfriend, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, sister. And bro, I guess.
No worries, sis.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.